1 month ago today, a Charlotte doctor became the first in the state to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Since then, nearly 1 million doses have been allocated to North Carolina, but only about one-third of those doses have made their way into people's arms. And speed matters, as the federal government has hinted that future distributions might be affected by how quickly states can administer the vaccine they've been allocated. WUNC is part of the North Carolina Watchdog Reporting Network, which investigated the vaccine rollout. Jason DeBruin worked on that story and joins me now. Hi, Jason.
Hi, good afternoon.
So the first obvious question is this: why has North Carolina had a slower rollout than some other states?
So the biggest answer comes down basically to equity. Health Secretary Mandy Cohen really wanted to make sure that the vaccine got into all 100 counties. Mm-hmm. And so there was sort of this geographic equity that she was shooting for. The counties in North Carolina have a, you know, they range a good bit, right? There's some that are really quite rural, pretty small, have small populations. They're not as well equipped to push out the vaccine as quickly as, say, a Mecklenburg or a Wake or a Durham. And so that has contributed to some of the slow rollout, so to speak. But really, it can be seen as a good thing, right? Because setting up the infrastructure to get the vaccine out into all corners of the state can be important. I mean, clearly, the coronavirus is hitting the smallest, most rural county just as much as it's hitting here in Wake County. So, you know, we'll get into some other reasons, but I think that's one of the main reasons why we rank low compared to other states.
So, Jason, still here we are with hundreds of thousands of doses that have been allocated to the state that have not yet gotten into people's arms. What's the state doing to try to clear that backlog?
So the first thing that they're doing is they have now these 10 high throughput sites, and these are actually spread out across the state, but in sort of the population centers. So like out west, it's in Asheville, for instance. These hope to get about 45,000, the combined 45,000 doses per week, which makes up about one third of the state's weekly expected allocation. So that should eat some of the backlog up. And then also, now that they've had that first rollout, they know which counties need a little bit of help. The National Guard perhaps can go help in those counties. DHHS personnel can perhaps go help in those counties. But they also know which ones are doing a better job. And so now the ones that did better, they're going to get larger shipments of vaccine, and so they can then, you know, hopefully get it into more people's arms. In an interview, Secretary Cohen told me that between higher efficiency and also these high throughput sites, that they should hope to clear the backlog soon.
You know, we prioritize geographic distribution, but that means there are going to be some folks who are really great at it, other folks who aren't, and now we're adjusting to be like, okay, we know that there is vaccine in all places, and that's good. Now we have to prioritize getting vaccine to the efficient places.
That was North Carolina Health Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen. Jason, there's also the fact that because people have to follow social distancing rules, you can't just bring in 100 people into a waiting room and try to get them a shot. Jason, the Watchdog Network spoke with dozens of local health directors as well. What are they saying are the hurdles to getting the vaccine doled out?
So first of all, these workforces are already stretched pretty thin. And remember, they've been fighting the virus for almost a year now. So there is some fatigue setting in. Mm-hmm. There's one other issue, and that relates to the IT system. North Carolina decided to build its own system instead of borrowing what the federal government had built. That was done because the federal government's system doesn't integrate well with what hospitals are using here in North Carolina. DHHS and Secretary Cohen are aware of some of the hangups and the problems with the system. They say that they are working on it. But so that has contributed to the slow rollout because, you know, people come in for a vaccine and they have to spend 15, 20, or even 30 minutes filling out, you know, sort of this paperwork red tape before going on and getting their shot. Again, as some of that gets worked out and those processes speed up, we should see a higher efficiency rate of getting the vaccine out.
Thanks, Jason.
You're welcome.
Jason DeBruin is WUNC's data reporter. The full story from the North Carolina Watchdog Reporting Network on the state's vaccine rollout is online now at WUNC.org.